This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, February 26th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It seems as if January 1st was just here, and now we are in the 57th day of 2022. Almost 2 months behind us, and where do we find ourselves? For some, new goals have been set. Some are working diligently to accomplish the targets they already have. And for others, life is at a standstill as they wait for better times. We are each unique. We have our lives to live. We can choose what and how we live. So long as we stay engaged in life and try our best to live well, we're moving forward and progressing. Not doing anything, stagnating, waiting to live is the only path that will bring us regrets. Otherwise, no matter how small our steps or how big any misstep we make, we can benefit from the past errors and learn a life lesson and move on. We may experience pain and shed tears as we struggle to make our dreams a reality, but it may turn out that these are just growing pains and that our tears are watering the seeds of our future happy life. We each are putting the puzzle of our life together. As we live, we craft our pieces so they fit comfortably together and create the picture we imagine for ourselves. Each piece locks effortlessly with others when we find the exact one we need to contribute to build what we envision for our life. Today is almost February's end. We have only to glance at the calendar and see March 20th, the first day of spring, is just 23 days away. The beauty of life is that although there are no do-overs, we can start over as many times as we need to get what we want and get where we want to go. We can shed any doubts that block us from going forward by seeking and finding the information we need. So as we are on the threshold of the new month, we can take time to plan and determine what it is we want to accomplish in our future. And when we have a clear view of what it is, we'll be able to release whatever is holding us back and turn the page and focus on the future. Each moment we live offers us the opportunity to take stock, to be grateful, and take action to make our wishes come true. In fact, from this moment until the first day of spring, we have almost 2 million seconds, each an opportunity to act and move our lives closer to making our dreams a reality. We can build on facts and take steps forward confidently. It's possible. All we need to do is get sufficient information. For the listeners of From a Woman's Perspective, your team is here to share their knowledge and expertise and guide you on your life's journey. Whatever questions you may have, once you know your answers, you'll unlock the door to your future, the life you envision for yourself. We each can embrace life and live our best when we shed light on our doubts and fears and chart a course for ourselves. We can find happiness when we conquer what we dread. It is our puzzle to complete as we play in the game of life. Today, we'll discuss survivor CPP with Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. Learn about your gut and brain connection from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. How to build resilience from Dr. Vivian Brown, author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. How to create peace of mind throughout your move from Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Plus, we'll get tips and happy stories from all the team. And at the end of this hour, hopefully we'll know more than what we know in this moment. After one important message, we'll learn about the survivor CPP from Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single, Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Last time I was on, we talked about when to take CPP and how the right answer isn't what your neighbor, friend, or family member decided to do, but rather because your CPP entitlement is based on you, your own work and contribution history, your own personal circumstances. And as such, the best decision about when to take CPP should be based on your own CPP estimates for various scenarios. Last time, I shared with you that you can get those by calling Service Canada and asking a couple of scenario-type questions. But it doesn't stop there. Getting your CPP estimates is just the first step. In deciding when to take CPP, there are some other considerations, one of which I'm going to talk about today, being eligible for both Canada Pension Plan, CPP, and a foreign pension plan. If you qualify for both CPP and a foreign government pension, depending on the tax treaties and how any sort of integration of the plans might work, it may impact when you choose to start taking CPP. Just last year, a client of mine was preparing to retire, and we were working to determine when she should start her benefits. In her personal and unique circumstances, if she hadn't have had a foreign government retirement benefit, she would have been best to take her CPP right away. But she did have a foreign pension. She qualified for U.S. Social Security. We spent quite a bit of time exploring the implications of her receiving both U.S. Social Security and CPP and how the two work together, or perhaps I should say impact one another in this case. And in this client's particular circumstance, in running the scenarios through her personal retirement plan, it actually made the most sense for her to take U.S. Social Security starting the year after she retired, and then delay CPP to age 70. This CPP timing decision, taking her foreign benefit starting actually in July of this coming year, but then delaying CPP to her age 70, it increased her sustainable after-tax and adjusted for inflation income to age 95 by about $2,400 per year in guaranteed inflation-protected dollars. We would all love to be able to apply a simple rule of thumb or take a simplistic approach to the decision of when to take CPP. Unfortunately, it's too important a decision to make that way. Remember, your CPP is based on you, and when you take it depends on your personal circumstances. So ask questions, speak with a knowledgeable advisor, consult with your accountant, especially cross-border if you have foreign ties. Today, we talked about the impact of foreign pensions and what they can have on CPP decision. Next time I'm on, I'll be talking about survivor CPP and how that can play a role in the decision about when you start your benefits.
Such good information. We don't even think about that. What makes sense for us when we collect CPP? Do we take it now? Do we take it later? If that is now a question in your mind, you can have a discussion with Leslie McCormick and the Farwell Group and determine what's best. The phone number to reach you, Leslie?
416-863-7501.
The Farwell Group. Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, and the team. They'll answer your questions and give you answers so you make an informed decision, even when it comes to your CPP. 416-863-7501. Thank you, Leslie. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic gives us her weekly health tip. Then we'll chat with hearing instruments specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto and our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown and lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and our team here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic addresses a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally, and she's here now. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, you know, we've all been under a lot of stress for the last couple of years, and I thought I'd touch on a little bit about gut health and mental health. So this week I'm just going to talk a little bit about something called the gut-brain axis, and then next week I'm going to talk about three ways to optimize our gut health and actually improve our mental health. So let's talk a little bit about how the mental health and our gut health actually work together. So, you know, recent years have actually seen a growing awareness of mental health issues, and there's a lot of research on the connection between gut health and mental health, and the connection between our digestive system and our brain can actually have a profound influence on our mental health. So sometimes it seems like a bit of a stretch to say gut health affects our mood, but, you know, in our body we have actually a lot of chemicals called neurotransmitters. And these are the body's chemical messengers responsible for transmitting messages from what we call neuron to neuron. And when it comes to our mood regulation, an imbalance of certain neurotransmitters can actually result in mood disorders. And one of the key neurotransmitters is called serotonin. It's one of these powerful neurotransmitters that actually regulates mood. And a shortfall of serotonin can actually lead to depression. So, you know, when we think about our gut, our gut actually contains about 500 of these neurons, and they send messages back and forth. It actually sends a two-way message between our brain and our digestive system. And there's something called the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve is actually part of something called the enteric nervous system, and actually it controls our basic body functions. And there's two sides of that. There's something called the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system. And the way to remember it, and nobody needs to remember this, really, unless you're a doctor, is the sympathetic nervous system works for that, what we call fight or flight responses. And so that's that sort of get up and go and increase adrenaline. And the parasympathetic is the rest and digest response. So that's more the calming side of things. And disturbances in this balance can actually result in physical problems that are triggered by psychological issues, for example. So, you know, when we're under stress, that can trigger, for example, IBS symptoms. And the vagus nerve actually helps helps with that rest and digest side. So actually next week, I'm actually going to talk about three ways to optimize our gut health, improve our mental health, and figure out some ways to actually help that vagus nerve help our rest and digest side of things.
So the gut and brain connection is quite interesting. Thanks for pointing it out, and I look forward to learning more next week. If anyone's interested in exploring their health naturally, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And as always, Dr. Betty Rosendahl is on the sponsor expert list on marylins.ca, 905-707-2001. A complimentary consultation by phone or in person. It's up to you to get started. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Life is ours to live and enjoy. No need to miss a moment by not hearing the words spoken, the music played, the birds singing, the sounds of everyday living. All it requires is that we take care of our ears and seek the solutions necessary to hear our best. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto can help us assess our hearing and explain what's best to hear our best. He's here with us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I wanted to share a great experience that I had recently with a group of seniors. Now, everyone might be saying, well, how did you meet with a group of seniors in this day and age? Well, we had our first ever Zoom meeting where we met with a group of seniors and I, and we had an opportunity to have a conversation about all things hearing related. Now, these are people that I have never met before, and it was great to be able to be in front of people, even though we weren't physically in the same room together. And the questions that were asked were very wide and very kind of broad. So it went from hearing aid maintenance to what hearing aid should I even be considering. So it was very, very great to have this kind of open conversation. It wasn't a presentation. It was more just literally a conversation with a group of people. And so it also reminded me that people have such different experiences with clinics, with their hearing aids, and a whole bunch of other things. Now, one lady that we were chatting with said she just purchased her hearing aids about 6 months ago, and her hearing aids had suddenly stopped working. And so she stopped wearing them. So she couldn't actually remember how to do the regular maintenance to solve her own problem. So within a matter of minutes, I showed her. I had a hearing aid in front of the camera, and I showed her how to take it all apart and put it all back together with the right replacement parts, and we got her back up and running. These were fantastic opportunities to be able to talk to people, show people how to do things, and I'm hoping to do that all over again. So it's one of those things that hearing aids are not perfect. They are not replacement hearing. They're not replacement ears. And they do require regular maintenance and adjustments. But sometimes being in front of a clinic and being in front of a clinician helps a lot when you can actually talk to a person.
So basically you're saying that Zoom is positive for even your business, and you and I both love to talk, so on Zoom it makes it possible. And if someone's interested in finding out more about their hearing aids or hearing, can they just call you normally, or can you book a Zoom call with you?
I would always say call the clinic, and if you want to have a virtual conversation or an in-person conversation, we're able to do both, and we're happy to do both. So if you want to have a consultation in whatever way you want that makes you feel comfortable, first thing you got to do is make that call, 416-754-4327, and we'll book the rest.
It's possible to look after your ears, and it's possible to do it remotely or in person. One person can answer your questions, solve your hearing problems, and your hearing aid problems. His name, Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. 416-754-4327. One call and you'll be looking after hearing your best. Thank you, Edmund.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Every ending can be a new beginning. And when you're ready to share your life with someone new, the help of an experienced matchmaker can help you find the right person. Your From a Woman's Perspective team has Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she's with us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I thought today I would just talk a little bit about readiness when you're dating. I've talked to a few people lately, one gentleman in particular who was very interested in joining the service. And he called me back this week and said, you know, I just feel like he's a widower and a little bit nervous about coming on board because he's been married for 40 years. So it's hard to make that decision to go ahead and meet someone new when you're still sort of in the grieving process. So he said, you know, I think I'll come back in a little while. I also want to deal with all the things that go with, you know, losing my wife. Some of her closets need to be cleaned out. And certainly I've had that situation myself. I married a widower. And he, I know when I met him, he was still going through the grieving process. So it's really important to come on board when you're in the right headspace. And I know I certainly have had this conversation with many gentlemen and many women over the years that need to get sort of in a certain space before they can start dating again. And one of the things, too, is when you're coming on too early, you're comparing everyone to that person that you were married to. And you can still fall just as in love with someone new, but it's going to be someone different. You won't have that same experience with you had with your wife or your husband, but you'll have a new experience that can be just as good with someone new.
So basically, it's okay to grieve, but we should be able to put it behind us before we start dating. And I guess that's what you do when you talk to people and assess whether they're ready to actually take on Cupid and what Cupid has to offer. If someone wants to talk to you and discover what the world of dating is like after they've been widowed, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is call our office at 416-777-6302. We also have a toll-free number on our website, mistyriverintros.com, and I write a dating blog, and it's posted on my website. There's a lot of questions people have, and certainly when they're back new into the dating game after years and years, is what's different, what's changed, what are the rules? And so many of the questions I get are very similar, so I've addressed that in some of the dating blogs that I've written. And certainly I'm always happy to do a free consultation, get to know you a little bit, make sure that you're ready to come on board, talk a little bit about expectations and how the whole dating process is going to work for you.
Well, that's the difference between you and internet dating. You have experience, you listen, you learn, and then you offer what you can. And I think that's wonderful that you are our Cupid, and I'm very happy to have you as part of the From a Woman's Perspective team. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Marilyn.
If you're considering welcoming someone new into your life, call Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions, have the conversation, and then see if, in fact, you're ready and she'll be able to help you. Again, 416-777-6302. Thank you, Linda, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you.
Now we'll get our weekly healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. Then realtor Melanie Martin will give us her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by a conversation with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. Plus, we'll meet David Kravitz of CARP, and we'll learn about the value of the CARP membership and the strength of CARP. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now women's health expert, award-winning family physician, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Marilyn. So nice to be here. I wanted to talk today about resilience. We had started last week, and I want to remind everybody of the five areas we spoke about. It was maintaining social connections, helping others, maintaining a daily routine, pausing to reflect on where you are and where you're going, and basic self-care. So I wanted to finish today by talking about some of the other areas that we need to focus on in order to build resilience, both mental resilience, emotional resilience, and physical resilience. So the next area is really looking at your goals and breaking them down into small, achievable actions. For example, if you're thinking about getting healthy, why not break it down into how you're going to eat this week, as opposed to this year? You want to achieve goals, so break them down into smaller portions. It's important to have a positive self-view, to have a hopeful outlook, and to really look at some learning opportunities. No matter how old we are, when we continue to learn, it's good for our brain, it's good for our health, it's good for resilience. And finally, we all have to accept change when something happens in our world. And we've certainly seen that with the pandemic or in our very own life. And we want to look at those changes and reevaluate how we can cope and how we can move forward. So I think when we're looking at being more resilient, it's looking outwardly in terms of social connections, helping others, but it's also looking inwardly in having goals, making those goals achievable in small sections, being positive, and looking towards greater learning opportunities and how we can change and go with the flow, if you want to use that expression, so that we're not always fighting what's going on, but we understand and can cope with what's going on. And being more resilient is good for our overall health, and as the Women's Brain Health suggests, it's good for our brains.
Well, we all need your advice. It's clear, it's useful, it helps us stay vibrant and happy and strong. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I read it, I have it on my night table, and I really advise any woman who wants to take charge of her health to get the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's, and one call, you can order it, 416-504-6777. And of course, you can log on to drvivianbrown.com and buy it through her website. There's a link from marilyns.ca. And if you wish, you can just do it through Amazon or any good bookstore. I'm sure they'll order it in. Remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. Dr. Brown, thank you for all that good information. We need it now, and we always can use it. So thanks, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
To know the facts and gain a clear understanding of the properties available north of Toronto helps any of us who wish to escape the city and get a true picture of what our money can buy. Realtor Melanie Martin has her eyes and ears open for every property coming to the market north of Toronto, and she joins us now with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, I like to talk about value because it comes down to where we're going to put our money. It's very important for our future. We do not want to risk the equity that we have now and that we're going to hopefully have once we decide to move on from the property that I'm going to tell you about. So how do you build equity? You try and find a property that's maybe a bit of a fix-me-upper, and I've found one. This particular little bungalow is only a block and a half from Lake Simcoe. It is on a lovely 60 by 248-foot lot. It is a little two-bedroom bungalow, about 1,000 square feet. This is definitely for someone that's handy. But at this price, I'm telling you, it's basically land value. It is only
$599,000 to get a 60 by 248 lot with a house on it that's a fixer-upper. Is there anything else we should know besides that it's walking distance to the lake?
Yes, definitely. I mean, this home was lived in, too, just up until about a month ago, so it is livable. And it does have a little, I'd say, a 12 by 16 foot shed in the back, and perhaps that could be a little bunky.
So you have imagination, you know how to point out the potential in a property, and at $599,000, it sounds like a bargain. Do you happen to know the taxes?
Yes, the taxes are very reasonable there. It's $2,340 a year, and this is on municipal water and municipal sewer.
So it sounds like a great deal, and every week you really make my jaw drop. And I feel that we could obviously, if we want a property north of Toronto, find one in our price point. If you're interested in finding your dream home or a cottage or something that's a fix-me-upper, all you have to do is call Melanie Martin. She knows everything there is to know about real estate north of Toronto. Her number, 1-800-357-4193. That's 1-800-357-4193. You don't have to wish and hope for a property north of Toronto. All you need to do is remember the name Melanie Martin and the number 1-800-357-4193. She'll find you the perfect property. Thank you, Melanie. I look forward to next week's deal.
Yes, do call me. Thank you, Marilyn.
Creating balance and harmony in your life is made easier when you use an ancient Chinese art, feng shui. The From a Woman's Perspective team now has a coach to give us practical solutions so we can lessen the stress in our lives using feng shui. It's Catherine Wilking, and she's here right now. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marilyn. Good morning, everyone. Yes, many things have changed over these past few years, but remember, nothing ever lasts forever. And now that some of the restrictions are lifted, I was able to get out for a feng shui home visit this past week, and I think this situation might be more common than you think. Well, here is a family of five, dad employed on a construction crew, and mom gets stuck at home trying to homeschool her three children. Mom was stressed trying to teach the kids, and yet she's actually too tired to teach most days, so no one was happy. No one was moving forward. So how does this happen? COVID has been tough on families and relationships all over, even in my own family. I do understand that rules and lockdowns and continuous change have made it difficult, and I know why families choose to homeschool, but it's really difficult to juggle. And hopefully these kids will be back in school when things sort itself out. But for now, we need to address some self-care for yourself. You know the airplane rule, save yourself first before you can help others. Yeah, like this mother, she needs permission to stop trying to be perfect and do it all. You know, these kids can also learn by helping with meal preparation. They learn by planting seeds. They learn by researching interesting vacation spots, exotic countries, and exploring careers. Like, what would be a cool job to have when they get older? And maybe even get out and go for a walk in the neighborhood. We all learn by exploring new things, not just the kids. We can do that too. And this is not just about feng shui, but it's finding the balance in life, keeping connections strong so you can weather any bumps in the road ahead.
If any of you are out there stressed to the max in your home, let's have a chat about self-care for you. And then we can address the rest of the issues to make your home a place of calm with fulfillment and more fun ahead. I do have group classes, private sessions, and home visits now to help you find the balance and love your home again. Practical solutions for stress-free living. Check out my website, katherinewilking.com, or I'd love to chat with you. Just call 905-599-2693.
If you want something to do that will eliminate the stress in your life and allow you to help others as well, you can learn about feng shui from our coach, Katherine Wilking. The number, 905-599-2693. Life can be different and it can be balanced and less stressful with a feng shui perspective. Try it out, 905-599-2693. Thank you for sharing that story, Katherine, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Bye-bye, Marilyn.
Bye-bye. Now we'll meet David Kravitz, Chief Membership Officer of CARP, and learn more about the value of being a CARP member and the strength CARP brings to us. Good morning, David, and welcome to From a Woman's Perspective.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience.
Well, I think that people don't know enough about CARP, because if they did, we would have every senior in Canada a member of CARP. So please tell us what a CARP member has in terms of value.
Well, there's three main values to joining CARP. First, I should point out that we are the oldest, largest, and most respected organization in the country that is advocating for the rights and interests of Canadians. CARP was founded 34 years ago, and we have a long track record of working with governments of every political stripe and of consistently assembling a package of benefits, discounts, special value-added features for our members. So through all these decades, we've been there, fighting for the population that is aging, of our new vision of aging in Canada, and also bringing them savings that they can put in their pocket, which we call money you didn't know you have. Let me start with that one. We have over close to 100 different benefits and discounts. You can find them all on the CARP website, carp.ca. You can't use all of them simultaneously, of course. We're not suggesting that. But it's interesting that if you did use them, if you added them all up, there's over $10,000 worth of savings per year that are available. From hotels to insurance and financial products to lifestyle products to products for your health, services. It's all there, entertainment and leisure. It's all there, and it's a tremendous return on the investment of being a CARP member for only $19.95. But if they go to your page, Marilyn, which I think you're going to promote, that Marilyn has been good enough to work with us on this, so we're offering your listeners a special $5 saving on that. I know you're going to mention it, but you can't promote it too often. So there's a big savings feature, which is particularly important now that we're all trying to recover from COVID, and a lot of people have been under financial stress. The second big reason is that CARP advocates for policies and programs to benefit seniors, ranging from healthcare reform to pension reform to fighting against ageism. And in normal times, this is a kind of an interesting, I think, timing issue. Normally, these programs, of course, are very valuable. CARP is consistently pushing governments to bring in legislation and regulations to help our group. But I think there's a special timing issue now that's different. And I think that in the wake of COVID, governments are increasingly nervous about the attitude and taking the temperature, if you will, of seniors and how we're feeling. Because we control the ballot box, let's face it, our age group, 6 out of every 10 votes cast. CARP was successful in lobbying the Ontario government to get rid of the Minister of Long-Term Care after the disastrous experience in the early stages of COVID. And we organized an online petition, and our power, our clout in the market is amplified, of course, by our association with Zoomer Media, our access to radio station like this one. So we are a powerful voice, and the individual listening to this saying, you know, was the government paying any attention to me? Are they concerned? Are they listening to my concerns? CARP can amplify that voice because we have access and channels, and they are listening to us. They're starting to listen to us more and more. There's going to be an election in Ontario in June, at the beginning of June, and we are in a position to really make them pay attention. We had the premier addressing the CARP annual meeting and taking questions from our members. We have their attention, and shame on us if we don't turn out in big numbers to force them to pay attention to our agenda. So it's always been good to support an organization that fights for your rights and interests, but I think it's particularly opportune now with an election in the offing and with governments, you know, from coast to coast. We hear from our members, you know, out west, British Columbia, further west, east, all the way to Atlantic Canada, that they are getting, their calls are getting through, and governments are beginning to notice them because I think they're a little bit nervous about all these voters that may not, you know, vote for them. So it's not normal times. It's times when we can really stand up and be counted, I think, Marilyn.
Well, David, I was going to ask you about the power of CARP, but you are definitely expressing our need to have a voice and a power at the ballot box. If anyone wishes to join CARP, because they haven't already, carp.ca/Marilyn, and you can join for $14.95. And now, if you add an extra $10, you can get Zoomer Magazine for a year. I love CARP. I'm happy to add my voice to many because there is a power in numbers. Go to carp.ca/Marilyn and then see what CARP can do for you. David, thanks for joining us and look forward to speaking to you again.
We'll do it again. Thanks so much, Marilyn.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca. And experience the new normal.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Last Saturday, we had our bra fitting clinic at my store, Marilyn's. If you haven't yet experienced the healthy bra, the amazing bra, TAB, T-A-B, you can plan to do so Saturday, March 19th. This bra has no underwire. Rather, it lifts and supports with a fabric shelf, and by supporting you from around your body, it eliminates pressure on your shoulders. It offers increased circulation and breast tissue health, postural correction, and it serves those with mastectomy needs as well. I wear it daily, except when I need a strapless. It comes in all sizes and up to a JJ cup. As Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I promise you'll stand straighter and your clothes will fit better once you're wearing this amazing bra. To find out more or to book for Saturday, March 19th, just call me at 416-504-6777. You'll be amazed at the difference a supportive bra can make. Now for my happy story. Penny set a date and time and visited me this past week at my shop, Marilyn's. Newly retired, she has a full closet of suits that served her well in her executive position in financial services. Now, in retirement, she finds she needs a new wardrobe. Having called in advance, Penny had followed my closet organizing instructions that are on my website, marilyns.ca. She's donated the clothes she'll no longer wear, and when she came to Maryland's, she was ready for a fresh start. She kept her tops, tanks, shells, and tailored shirts. She also saved her basic pants and, of course, her jeans. What she was missing was what I call comfort wear, clothes that are soft and comfortable, feel like a second skin, and effortless to wear and care for. Penny tried a stylish, on-trend, tie-dyed hoodie. She enjoyed slipping on an unstructured, soft cardigan jacket from my Maryland's Comfort Wear by Up. She smiled when she pulled on my pocketed Up bamboo pants. In all, Penny and I pulled together 10 items of clothing. The inventory is as follows. One quilted, hooded, zip front, winter outerwear jacket. A knit hat with a pom-pom, mitts, and a shawl to complete her outerwear look. Two pair of easy pull-on up pants. A zip front quilted vest. Two V-neck tops. One tie-dye hoodie. And a white cotton dickie to wear as neck fill under her V-neck tops and lower scoop neck tops. These few items mixed and matched and refreshed her existing wardrobe. She left happy to start a new, relaxed lifestyle. We agreed to speak in a couple of weeks and meet again once the spring-summer weather arrived. Now is the perfect time to clean your closet, eliminate what you'll never wear, and gain a true perspective of what you actually have to wear and what you enjoy wearing. As Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I can promise any woman she can refresh and restart her wardrobe with as few as 8 pieces of clothing. So if you have closets full of clothes and feel that you have little or nothing to wear, please feel free to call me, Marilyn Weston, and I'll gladly help you sort what you have, determine what to keep, find clothes you'll love to wear as well. I'll help you look your best every day. I work by appointment only now, so all you have to do is call me directly at 416-504-6777. Then we'll chat, get acquainted, and make a plan you'll be happy to implement. Penny is making use of the clothes she kept and has refreshed her corporate look to a smartly casual one with my help. I can help you do the same. So please do call me and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor, your personal stylist at 416-504-6777. And don't worry, I can dress any woman from size 2 to 3X. I look forward to your call. And please, while you're at it, do check out my basics on my online store, marylins.ca. It takes just one call to me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777 to get started. Next, after a short message, Christine, the health coach, will join us. And then Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile will explain how we can create peace of mind throughout any move. So lots more to come, all from a woman's perspective, right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Benefits of strength training. If you could do one thing to improve your health, strength training should be at the top of your list. It involves using one or more muscle groups to perform a specific task, such as lifting a weight or squatting. Due to the growing body of evidence supporting its many benefits, strength training has become a fundamental part of the most exercise programs. If you've ever considered strength training, you may wonder why it will benefit your life. Here are some benefits of strength training backed by science. It makes you stronger, burns calories efficiently, decreases abdominal fat, can help you appear leaner, decreases your risk of falls, lowers your risk of injury, improves heart health, helps manage your blood sugar levels, promotes greater mobility and flexibility, makes your bones stronger, improves your brain health. If you want to get started on a strength training program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, and read my clients' testimonials. ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Christine, do we have to lift 20 pounds to make ourselves stronger?
No, Marilyn, you don't need a lot of weight. 3 pounds, 5 pounds, bands, and I do a lot of the workout with your own body weight. And it's functional training, and it helps you in everyday life. Walking up and down the stairs, shopping, whatever you have to do, your muscles are so much stronger.
So we don't need a lot of space. You don't need a lot of equipment. All you really need is Christine, the health coach. 416-809-4084. She'll help you take charge of your health, and you'll be glad to have spoken to her. Christine, the health coach. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, as promised, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us to explain how we can create peace of mind throughout any move. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I thought today I'd talk about a few ways to create peace of mind throughout your next move, whether it's for yourself or for an older loved one. The mere thought of moving fills most with trepidation, if not outright terror. For many of our clients, they're also keenly aware they're just not as young or energetic as they were the last time they moved. And typically, they were going to larger, not smaller space. Let's face it, no one in their late 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s wants to strain or injure themselves. Life has already dealt them some whammies, and they're feeling them. Of course, at Moving Seniors with a Smile, our dream team can take away the stress of each aspect of your upcoming transition. But what can you do if you live outside the GTA, if you're simply determined to tackle things on your own? It just seems like common sense, but start early. These things take longer than you think, and really, you don't want to be taking a lot of things with you that you're not going to be needing or able to use in your new home. I've heard people say they'll just pack everything up and figure it out later, but honestly, it's a lot easier to get rid of things from a house than from a condo, apartment, or retirement residence, where you find yourself moving things twice and arranging elevators on multiple occasions. I always advise our clients to approach the idea of renting storage facilities with caution. Instead of focusing on how much you can manage to keep, think instead about if and how long that storage will be realistically required and how much it will cost. Also compare that to what you could realistically hope to sell the items for. These days, brown furniture and mass-produced collectibles have precious little, if any, value, and the current supply far exceeds the demand for these kinds of things. Hard as it is for some to accept, chances are very good that your kids and grandkids don't and won't want much of any of your stuff. Another thing we often see out there has to do with boxes. Sure, you can try and get free ones from grocery or liquor stores, but I personally would only consider using these for donations. Purchasing moving boxes that can be uniformly packed and stacked protect your belongings and ensure that your move will go smoother and faster. And there are saved dollars associated with that. Of course, we have a great relationship with the moving company that we partner with, and they really go the extra mile for our clients. There are never any worries about literally being held hostage at the end of the move. We've all heard those stories. And using a reputable moving company can save you both money and stress. Just another way to create peace of mind. Another thing to think about, scheduling. I've seen do-it-yourselfers cause themselves unneeded grief because, frankly, they just don't do this every day like we do. I'll give you an example.
One of our recent clients wanted to take care of his own downsizing process and wanted us to manage his pack, his move, and his unpacking setup. That was okay, and we were happy to accommodate. But in the end, by his own admission, he just didn't think everything through. When we arrived with packing supplies in tow, we found there was an abundance of collectibles lying on the floor from his unwanted dining room furniture that in the end he was unable to sell anyway, and he moved it to the garage. He hadn't thought about leaving us with any surfaces to actually pack on. When we managed the scheduling for our clients, things remained efficient for everyone. Any sales pickups, furniture bank donations, and junk removal are carefully timed to maximize our clients' safety, the safety of their belongings, and cost effectiveness as well. Creating peace of mind is possible as you think about your upcoming move. And yes, as the old MasterCard commercials used to say, peace of mind is priceless.
Well, in your instance, the peace of mind you give people with your experience and your dream team saves people time and money and eliminates anxiety. You can't go wrong if you plan a move and follow through with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Lori, you're still doing complimentary consultations?
Absolutely. You can just call me at 416-697-8106.
You can eliminate the terror of a move. All you have to do is deal with the right people and plan ahead. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. She and her team will leave you smiling, and you won't be biting your fingernails wondering what's next. The number again, 416-697-8106. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you too, Marilyn. Have a great one.
Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Endings need not be sad. In fact, they let us make a fresh start. And the great thing is we can start over as many times as we wish or need to get our lives on track and make it as we envision it. By embracing change, we're able to release what isn't working and focus on a bright new beginning. As we are on the threshold of a new month and a new season, it's the perfect time to review where we are, determine what we need to go forward, and remove whatever roadblocks prevent us from achieving our goals, so we arrive where we want to be. We have it in us to open our minds to fresh ideas and new possibilities. When we have doubts or fears, we can seek solid information to light our way. The From a Woman's Perspective team are experts, willing to help us move forward and get to our goals, and if need be, to reset them. We need not face our days alone. We have our From a Woman's Perspective team to support our efforts to live well. All it takes is the courage to realize you don't know what you don't know, and then follow up by asking your questions. Myself and the entire From a Woman's Perspective team are here to guide you and do whatever we can to help each of you fulfill your dreams and achieve your goals. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just look on radio and then the sponsor expert list. And as always, you're welcome to call me personally at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. The clock keeps ticking, and our time here today is almost over. So I encourage you to make the most of each moment of your life. Be happy, hopeful, kind, thoughtful. Stay engaged in life. Resolve to stay focused on what you wish for in life and give it your best efforts. Never regret trying, and know it's never too late to chart a new course, improve your life, and reach new heights. Make the most of this day. Have a great weekend, a fabulous week, and please plan to join me and your From a Woman's Perspective team here next Saturday at 8 a.m. Be well, stay safe, until we speak again from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.